2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
Driving another new entry in the light SUV class today, the Ford Puma, a three-model front-wheel drive range sourced from Europe, all powered by a 1-litre three-cylinder turbo engine, driving through a seven-speed dual-clutch automatic, and it's the first urban SUV from Ford to include five selectable drive modes, normal, sport, eco, slippery and trail. Dearer to the Kia Stonic SUV I spoke of a few weeks back, the Ford Puma spans 31,490 to 36,490 drive away. Ford have done a good job. Despite the dearer pricing, it's highly specced. All three variants get a comprehensive suite of active safety gear. It has 5-star ANCAP safety rating, has autonomous emergency braking with pedestrian detection, there's tyre pressure monitoring, rear parking sensors and cruise control, but no rear seat air vents and no passenger seat height adjuster. Excellent front seat leg room and width, although like most light SUVs, rear leg room is tight and best for kids. I tested the top line Puma ST line V, sportier to the base model with tighter suspension and 1-inch larger 18-inch alloy wheels, well shod with 215 by 50 series tyres. And it gets some nice comfort inclusions like leather accentuated seats, a hands-free power tailgate and high-quality B&O 10-speaker sound. But the high point of the Ford Puma is in the driving, which I'll explain in my next segment. I'm David Berthon.